Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, we are so grateful that you're our King and our Lord and our Savior, our healer, our deliverer, our provider. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, for the Word of God and that you became flesh to show us what we're supposed to do on this earth. And I am so grateful for what you've done. Thank you for the Word. Thank you for the revelation of the Word. And thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, as the word goes out today, reveal it to your people and use it for your glory. And may you be glorified, because only you're worthy. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're in 2 Peter today, and we're in chapter 2 here. I'm going to go back up just a little bit where I stopped yesterday, so it'll make sense here about the context of this. It says, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly. This is 2 Peter 2:9. Says, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. And I guarantee he knows how to do that. Verse 10 says, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusations against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. And they shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. Isn't that amazing? These men are natural brute beasts. These men, they shall utterly perish in their own corruption. If people would just get a hold of the idea that all God wants us to do is serve Him, to love Him, to worship Him, to praise Him, we could have a great life here on this earth if we would not yield to this devil. And verse 17 says, and they shall receive the reward of unrighteousness. Now just think, they're going to receive, there is a reward of unrighteousness. And you know what that reward is? That's the lake of fire. The reward of unrighteousness is going to be the lake of fire one day when it is opened, when hell is actually opened, which it's not yet. Satan is not there yet. Nobody's in hell yet. They're being held in this place of Sheol, this place of torment in the earth until the final day of judgment. And that's when they will be cast into the lake of fire. That's where they'll receive the reward of unrighteousness. Don't go there. Serve the Lord. Ask Him to forgive you of your sins and come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Whatever you do, don't go to and receive this reward of unrighteousness. But it says, and they shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery. And my goodness, is that running rampant today all over the country. People, even Christians, have eyes full of adultery. The devil has sent those perverse evil spirits across the country to deceive even the Christians. It's time the church wakes up. And we become the holy, righteous instruments that God planned for us to be. But it says, these men having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable or weak souls, a heart they have exercised with covetous practices, and cursed children. Just think of the children out there that have been cursed because of the devastating sins that we have committed. We have brought curses upon our children. And that's why when you go to a children's hospital, you see children everywhere. Little children that have never lived long enough to have sinned, but they're there because of the sins of their fathers and their mothers and their grandparents. It's amazing how we curse our children with sin. Verse 15 says, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Think of the people that love the wages of unrighteousness. But there's many of them. Today people seem to just love living in unrighteousness and sin and wickedness. It's everywhere you go, everywhere you look. You can't see a movie today that don't have words of profanity in it. You can't see a television program that does not have profanity and sex and violence in it. They're just everywhere. So if you feed that trash into your mind and your heart, that's the way you become. It says it, but in verse 16, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water. They're clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. That's where they're going to go, to the place of darkness. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. Those that were clean escape from them who have live in error. Now those of us that are clean, we have the power to escape from the forces of darkness. To those that are living in error, you do not have to take part in that wickedness with those people. You have the power, if you're a Christian, you have the power within you to say no to the devil. You have the power within you as a Christian to say no to sin. You have the power within you to say no to sickness and disease. You have the power within you to say no to the devil. So when the devil tries to come upon you and put sin, pain, sickness, or disease, if you're walking holy before God, now you can say no to him. Now if you've been living over there in his world and you're lying, stealing, cheating, committing adultery, fornication, all those wicked things that the Lord tells you not to do, then you're living in his camp. And you cannot rebuke him and command him to get away because you're serving him. So you need to repent and come home to be with the Lord. And verse 19 says, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. Listen to this next line. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. Now then, for of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. Now, who are you going to serve? You're going to serve righteousness, or you're going to serve sin? Well, you have the right to make that choice. The Lord, from day one, has told us, today I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. But he said, you choose. It's your choice. But he said, choose life, so that you and your children may live. Well, let me tell you, that's what we should all do. We should all choose life. So it's not changed in all these thousands of years. God has laid out a plan for us to live righteous and inherit righteousness and eternal life and to live long, or to receive evil, live in evil, and inherit the rewards of unrighteousness, which are the lake of fire. But it is mine and your choice. But whatever you do, make the right choice. Verse 20 says, for if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if they are again entangled back in, therein, and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. In other words, when you come out of that trash in the world and you come to the church and you begin to hear the Word of God, and then if you allow that devil to get back at you and you begin to listen to him again, when you go back into the world, I'm going to tell you the devil is going to torment you. He's going to tear you down with sickness and disease and pain and torment, and he's going to get you every way he can. So I'm going to tell you, when the Word of God says that it's better if we have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Because the devil, if he can draw you back into his world once you become a Christian, I guarantee he will torment the fool out of you. Verse 21 says, "For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it is happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mud." Now that's what happens. If you take a person and you talk to that person about Jesus, you bring that person into the kingdom of God, and you get that person saved. When you get that person saved, born again, they receive the Lord as their personal Savior, and then you get them to come to church. Well, let me tell you, the devil has sent a personal demon to those people now to deceive those people, because his goal for the Christians is to steal, kill, and to destroy. Before he could take you at his will, the Word of God clearly says in Timothy, 2 Timothy, that he can take you at will, the devil, if you're his person. But whenever you become a Christian, he assigns a special agent to you, because now you've become a threat to him, and he now knows your name. So his goal is to destroy you. And so when he starts, if he can drag you back into his kingdom, somehow, some way, if he can tempt you and test you and draw you back into his kingdom, once you step out from under the protective umbrella of the Lord, once you step out from under the dwelling place of God, once you've been in there, that devil can draw you back out into his world. I'm going to tell you, that beast is going to torment you. He's going to do everything he can to destroy your flesh. And he will do it in sickness and disease, and he'll destroy your family. He'll do everything he can. So the thing about it is, whatever you do, don't ever step back into that devil's world. Because once you step in there and you give him legal right, I guarantee he will destroy you. So you stay over here in the Lord's camp and you walk holy before God. If you don't, I guarantee that devil will pull you back in there and he will destroy you. You have the power to not give him that place, so you stand firm on the Word of God. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. I invite you to give us a call for audio and video teachings on all of these subjects. We'll be happy to send you tapes of our healing schools and all kinds of things so that you can learn how to walk in divine health and walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, walk in the realm of faith. It's an awesome place to walk. Our phone number is 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And you can find us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there we'll be happy to send you tapes and teachings too. So praise the Lord Jesus Christ.